Ravi, can I ask a question on yesterday's shiur?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so the time that the Rambam gives Shelo Yargil,
right.
It seems like a strange time. It seems like full short, because aren't you causing some kind of pain and anguish to the person? So he has some object that he can't use for some time. Whatever, let's say, you're steal it on the not, but you give it back in a week. For that week, he didn't have it. Isn't that worse than just, the person becoming rugged in doing these things?
Yeah, you're right. But the thing is that since he required that skin, so he's not over. It's wrong to do it. Not be midos. But what is the issue in those geneva?
I mean, that would not be a geneva type of idea, the fact that you cause him anguish.
No, that's stomach anguish.
Uh-huh.
That's why you have to have the idea of das makna, das kinyan by then.
Right, I see. And as far as why the Rambam is giving a tam here, is that to show that the nature of this isser is different than the regular isser of geneva and gazela?
Right, he's showing you that the nature of the isser is you're not allowed to tamper with his bios. Otherwise, real geneva is you're not allowed to be machaser, be mazik his bios. But over here, it's not a matter of being mazik his bios, it's a matter of being playing with his bios. Exercising control over it.
Right, I see, thank you.
So, because you want to take the next Rambam?
Sure.
Go ahead.
So, Pergal Falacha Gimon Geneva. Eze hu ganev. Ze lokech mamon adam beseser. Ve'in habaylim yodim. Kigon haposhi yadel letoch kishev ero. Ve'lokach meyosef. Ve'in habam ron. Ve'chen kol giyotz beze. So Geneva is like a pickpocketer, and the person the Bailam don't realize. That's a secret.
They don't know. The Bailam don't know.
I don't know. Aval im lakach begaloi ubefarasya bechozeg yad. If it does it openly, publicly, with power force. Ein zeganav el gazlan lefikach listim mezuyan sheganav eino gazlan.
Okay, hold on. So how do you define ganav?
Ganav is when it's secretly without the Bible knowing, right?
So what does he mean? Does he mean if I go into a guy's house and he sees me, then I'm not a ganav?
If he sees you like by accident or like intentionally, you just do it right in front of him.
You mean if you do it right in front of me, you're going to be a ganav? Correct?
Right.
So if you do it behind his back and he catches you, you're still a ganav.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
Because the Maisa Geneva was done at a time when he didn't know.
Yeah, Edom. You have a kid. I mean, Geneva has Edom. That's what you pay a kefil, whatever it is, right? There's Edom. So apparently.
Yeah. It's a piece of money new.
Right.
Yeah, but the Edom aren't the Baal. Here's the Baal that can't know.
It's true.
Well, the Baal can know. It's just you don't. The person doing it, did it in such a way where it's obvious that he didn't want to get detected.
Yes, Rebbe was saying, yeah, the Maisa Geneva was Caesar. But he was found out afterwards, Rebbe was saying that it should still be Neva, no? Was that what you were saying, Rebbe?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying the guy's, the Baal's knowledge is not per se a problem. It's not a problem. It's just, you have to see how the guy set it up, how the Ghana set it up.
We define Gzela as a breach in the guys in the institution of Bibles. That's Gzela. Geneva is not a breach in the institution of Bibles. It's simply Machasa Mama. In other words, the objective of the Ganef, the Das Kinyan of the Ganef, is to simply be Machasa Mama.
Right.
He's not interested in breaking. In a demonstration that there is no institution of Bible. In other words, as long as it's not a demonstration against the institution of Bible, correct?
Right.
Okay, so what cases are you going to say the Fichach?
Last line, list of Mizuyan.
Yeah, the Fichach, list of Mizuyan, Shegan, Eina gazim alganov, afapisha bailam yodin bisha shaganov. So armed bandits who steal, those are they're not gazlanim, but they're ganovim, even though the bailam know when they're stealing.
It is very difficult.
Right, it doesn't seem to follow.
Doesn't seem to follow. Correct?
Right.
It wasn't even by list in the Zuri Shagana, but there was another Gersa here in the Rambam.
Right.
What was the other Gersa?
Eino Gana Vela Gazlan.
That's right.
Ava Pish Eino Bailam Yodin. And that's the Rivet Gersa for the Rambam.
So what?
Eino Gana Vela Gazlan.
The opposite.
Yeah, I mean, the Ravid Girsa, the Rambam, is opposite of ours.
So it would be Afishin Abayam Yodim or Afishin Abayam Yodim.
Right.
So, in other words, what's the Girsa of the Ravid?
The Girsa of the Ravid is Lefigach Listin Mizrin Shaganov, Ein Zeh Ganov, Ela Gazlan.
Even though, in other words, so the Chiddush is even though it's Listin Mizrin, doesn't matter. Even though he's armed, if he does it derech Kneva, so he's still considered a derech Ganav.
He's still a Gazlan.
He's still a Gazlan.
Right. So, isn't the issue because they hide, they're like bandits, and they hide and they ambush on the road? And the question is, like, why are they hiding? Are they hiding so that people don't, like, see them and run away? Or is that considered a Ganav or a Gazlan? Isn't it funny issues like that?
I don't know if that's
halachic. Who's machlokes in the Gemara about this, whether they're listed as in a Ganav or a Gazlan? Because they are hiding, but they're hiding not for the reason of like they're scared or they don't want to get caught. They're hiding because they're ambushing, and they're just doing it in order to catch the people on the surprise, so that people will run away and avoid them. So they are hiding, but they're not hiding out of fear and they're timid. They're hiding because of like a strategy.
Yeah, but where do you have a case where they're hiding out of fear?
I think this case was to Mizrin. I don't remember exactly where the Gemara was. Where was that? Maybe it's in the end of Maruba. I'll try to find it.
The point of the Rambam is that if he's listed to Mizrin, even though he's armed, but if he does it out of Geneva, so then, that's the case. He's on, but he doesn't have a Geneva. So is he a Gazlan or a Ganav?
Pasha says a Ganav. He just says that he's armed only in case he's confronted.
So he's basically he's a Ganav.
Right.
So in other words, Ram was telling you that even though he's armed, but if he doesn't do it, Derech, if I ask you, so then he's not a Gazlan.
And that makes more sense in terms of the end of the Rambam, of Bishop Balam Yodim.
The Gemara is on Ayin Tesvan Beis in Meruba, Rabbi?
You want to say?
So it says, Amri, Kivan de Ra'uhu, Gazlan who? Right? Once you see these guys, it's the case of, I think, the list of Mizrayan, or the guy openly hitting him, hitting the thing. And the Gemara says, Kivan de Kamitami Minaihu, Ganafu. Since they're hiding, it's still a Ganaf. Gemara says, Ela Gazlan Hechidami. Amarav Avohu, Rabbi Avohu, Kigon Benayo Benyoya, Dashnav Yigzo Zachanis, Miyad Mitzri, Vayarge Bechanioso. Rebbe Yochanan on Merkel on Bali Shem, what's the pasuk? Says Rebbe Vohu, my time alo Amri Mihai. So why isn't it from these guys, Bali Shem? Amalach Kevan di Anitamre Itamure, since they're hiding, lo Gazlanin in the Bali Shem, we're like ambushers. That's not Gazlanin, they're Ganavim. Rebbe Yochanan holds, Hadaka Mitamre de lo Nechzinhu Inshi, Vini Akruminahu. The reason why they're hiding is that so people don't see them and run away from them. And therefore, the Baal Shem are still Gazlanim.
Gazlanim or Ganavim?
Well, Rabbi Yochanan holds they're still that holds they're still gazlanim, and the reason they're hiding, it's true that they're hiding from the Baalim, but they're only hiding because they want to ambush. The Baal Yishchem were ambushing people on the road, right? It says Vayisimu lo Baal Yishchem ma'arvim al Rashi Aharim vayigzulu kol asher yavor lehem badarach. So if they would ambush people on the road. So he's saying they're hiding, it's true, but they're hiding because if people saw them, people would run away. So he's saying that's still a gazlan, just because even though they're hiding from the Baalim. But Rabbi Avohu argues in Rabbi Yochanan, he holds that, no, once they're hiding, they're ganavim. And the gazlan has to be, like openly grabbing it. And once you're hiding, even though it's for the purpose of ambush, you're still a ganav. Right.
It's very hard, a lot of ways to define.
But Tosu says there that according to the Manda Amar who sells listen Mizuyum Gazlan who it's not you don't need that reason. It's not because of that reason.
Say it again.
Tosu's there, he says that according to the Manda Mizuyum are a Gazlan, you don't need the reason because of Rabbi Yochanan's reason. That the reason why they're hiding is because they want to ambush them. Sounds like he holds it's a different svara of why Listed Mizuyin is a Gazlan.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't say what it is, but he's just saying it's not because of Rabbi Yochanan.
Yes, Rabbi Yochanan holds what?
He says that the reason why they're hiding is they're not afraid, and the fact that they're hiding wants people to see them, so they want to ambush. So they really are Gazlanim.
Let's start again.
Okay. So the case the Gemara was discussing about somebody who stole something from in a forest, but he came out and he stole it in front of people. The Gemara says, I think that's the case.
Okay.
So Gemara says, Amri. And he's chayv d'alvei, right? So he says, Amri kivan d'ra'uhu gazlanim. So once they see him, he's a gazlan. Right?
Right.
Are you sure you're
Rashi, Yeah.
Velo dami l'ganav b'fnei shnayim. It's not the same as a ganav in front of two. The hasam afagat d'chazi le'sharen shi. Lo mistifi minayhu. So over there, even though people do see him, I guess the guys, the Edom see him, he's not afraid of them. The Meimar Amar, he's Yedaganov, even though people are seeing it. So the Meimar Amar, lo minayu shakil namidi, I'm not taking anything from them, they're not the Baalim. Avachorshin mira lakolhi, vachorshin, like the forest, that's like a pasture for everybody. Lo yada demanihu hach behemah, he's stealing a behemah, he doesn't know whose behemah he's stealing it. The kivan de lo mistifi mikuliyama gazlanu, and since he's not afraid of anybody, because it could be the Bailamar there, so he's a gazlan. Right? He's just jumping out of the forest.
So a ganav means that he has respect for the Bailam.
Yeah.
He's ashamed to steal from the Bailam. He can't face him and steal from
him. Right. But the Edom, whatever. He's not afraid of the Edom because he just says, I'm not taking anything from them. I'm not scared of them. They're not going to do anything.
Well, it's a matter of he doesn't have the emotional stamina to face the Bailam.
Right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there's a limit to his character of being a Gav. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Gemara says, Kivan de ka minta mitmar, once he's hiding, minayu, he's hiding ganafu. So Dhamma is once he's hiding, he's still a ganaf.
Why? Is he hiding from the Baalim?
Mommy. Mommy!
I guess maybe, yeah, why? Well, he's
hiding. Mommy!
Okay. Yeah, I guess he's hiding from the Bailam, right? He's hiding out. He's hiding in the forest. He's under cover. When the animal comes by, he's going to jump out and he's going to take it. Right?
Right.
So, right, so he's hiding. So that's a Ganav. Ganavs hide. Gazlanim don't hide. They're just big, tough guys, and they don't hide. Right? So that's what we're saying. So that's why he's a Ganav, because he's hiding.
So what does it mean he's hiding? He's hiding. He can't openly confront the Balaam.
I mean, even though ultimately when he jumps out and takes it,
the
Balaam's going to see him. But the point is, he hid in advance. He did hide first, and then he jumps out and gets it.
It was. So how would you define it? So the question is, in other words, in the case of Ganav, he can't face the Balaam. So when the guy's in the forest and he's hiding, then he's waiting to catch the guy. So the question is that a lower shear of not being able to face the Balaam, or is it just a convenience for the attack? In other words, is it really because he can't face the Balaam, so that's why he has to modify his approach, and he has to hide? Well, the hiding is just a means of an act, being able to enact his mice exert. What is the cause of the hiding? Is it because he's really ashamed of the Balaam? He's ashamed to face the Balaam, so he has to hide, and then later come out? Or is it simply that he wants to be able to effectuate is what he wants to do?
I mean, he has a plan, and he also has the Maisa Gnaver.
Correct.
So if the hiding is only in the plan, you could say he's...
He's a goblin.
Right. The mice itself, so it's brazen.
Yeah, the question is, what's the other side? How did I can see why that's fair, makes sense. But what's the other side? Because he's hiding, he's a Ganav, why should that be?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Gemara says it's a machlekes, but it's tough to define.
And if you construe the plan as part of the very mice of Ganeva, or Gzela, then it's easier. You're just saying that the Goslin is only when there's no element of hiding in the plan and the execution. It's all one thing. So if he's hiding, even though he wants to ambush him, you have an element of hiding, and it can't be a Goslin anymore.
Yeah. Well, let's try again. It's what you want to say.
Okay. So the Gemara says, "Vela Goslin hechidami." If you're going to say this guy is a Ganav, then what is a Goslin? Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Avohu, Kigom Ben Yo Ben Yoyada, Shenemar VaYigzal Sachanis Miyada Mitzri VaYargeya Bechanisa." So that's the Rabbi Avohu.
So that's the Goslin.
The hide is not a Goslin. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan argues. He says, "Kigom Balishchem." Shenemar vayisimu lo balishchem ma'arvim al roshei hacharim vayigzulu eis kol asher yavar leim badarach. So Rabbi Yochanan says it's balishchem.
That's Gavin. Ma'arvim.
Yeah, exactly. Ambushers.
Ambushers.
Gemara says, v'Rabbi Abahu my time alone mermihai. So why does Rabbi Abahu learn from the pasuk of the balishchem, the ambushers? Amalach, so he'll tell you, Rabbi Abahu say, Kivan de mitamre itamure lo gazlaninu. Since they're hiding, they're not gazlanim. Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that they are. Hadaka mitamre, the reason why they're hiding is de lo nich zinhu inche, vini akriminayu. The people don't see them and run away.
Yeah, that's what makes sense. In other words, in order to effectuate an ambush, they have to hide in the cave.
Right.
Practical consideration. So it should be still a God. That side is easy. The other side holds it's only by Yigzal Sachanis Miyada Mitzri.
Right.
It has to be completely open. There can't be any demonstration of fear for man. I mean, the question is, when they hide in the ambush, is it because they recognize Kenyan? That's wrong? Or is it simply to effectuate the gazelle?
It can't be the first one.
Can't be what?
It can't can't be the first possibility. The very ambush is because they are not recognizing Bilas. They're fully intent on robbery.
Yeah, it seems so.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Is it possible to say that the Maisa Gezeila, by definition, has to be always in an overt fashion? So it doesn't matter what their personal reason why they were hiding, but it doesn't qualify as a Maisa Gezeila, because Maisa Gezeila, by definition, means the entire character of the activity has to be overt.
Yeah, I was thinking that. The only thing is why.
Why is it that the Maisa Gezeila has to be overt? Because that's the definition of the Avera. The Avera has to be one, which is objectively defined is no fear of man. Now, since it's possible that this can be that character, even if he's doing it for another reason, but it could be that character that he's afraid, so therefore it doesn't qualify as Maisa Gezeila. It doesn't matter what his personal intention was, but it lacks the character of an activity which has no fear of man.
Well, no fear of man would be crazy. Because they have to think of the practical. Where do you see... Otherwise, you want to say... I was thinking along those lines, but I couldn't work it out. Otherwise, you want to say that Gzela has to be without any fear of man. And over here,
correct.
I can interpret it as fear of man.
Right.
But it doesn't seem so. It seems that an ambusher just does it because he wants to be able to effectuate the ambush.
Or maybe it's somebody who thinks that it's possible he's hiding because he's afraid. He doesn't want to confront man to let man. That's possibility too.
Yeah, but then he does confront him.
Yeah, but that's necessary at that point.
No, he's just trying to draw
him
close.
He's showing the fear of man because he's trying to minimize the confrontation, where Goslin is, by definition, a person who doesn't care about the confrontation with man.
Yeah, but he's not going to put himself in danger impractically.
But Goslin doesn't take any consideration the fear of man. And it's possible that he's hiding not just for the ambush, but because he's concerned about he's afraid of man. So he only wants to confront man to less possibility. It's a possibility.
I don't see. Logically, it doesn't seem that that's the case. It seems that an ambusher is a guy that does not care about law. You mean that a goblin has to have an unrestricted manifestation of his brazenness.
Right, Rabbi?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you may have been alluding to this earlier. I don't know if I misheard or not, but like you could say like there's a spectrum of shame. There's like, you know, the obvious shame where the Ghana does it when he's sure nobody's looking. But then these guys who are ambushing, it's true they could just, the motivation could have been just, that's the tactic and that's the only consideration. But you could also say that, you know, there's, what separates, you know, these guys, let's say you have a group of people who are capable of, you know, robbing people in broad daylight, but they decide to choose, you know, to ambush them, like, you know, by surprise, like in a more concealed location. So maybe that's manifesting like sort of a spectrum of shame. There's like they still view what they're doing with a certain degree of whatever propels the individual Ghanav to completely try to remove everybody, including the Bilim, away from what he's doing. They're on that spectrum. As they could have done it in broad daylight in front of everybody, but they still view the Bilim as like something. They can't erase the idea of just completely negating the Bilas in their minds, that they're not able to do that. So they choose this venue instead of like an open venue where they're not concerned about it all about the other guy's Bilas.
No, but they're doing that for the very purpose of opposing the Bilas.
They could be. But let's take a group who had equal ability. They had the strength to do it. They had the strength and could have gotten away with it in broad daylight in front of everybody, and they chose to do it this way. Let's take that group, and they decide not because they think they're going to get away with it more by the ambush. They just say I could see a mentality of a group of people or a person deciding that they're more comfortable doing it in a more secluded area, motivated by a certain like subtle sense of shame they still have.
In other words, I think the Bismanazah would not have any problem finding the case. Like, let's say the rioters. The rioters they have today. That's Bifarsu. That there's no fear, there's no ambush. It's completely brazen. It's a brazen.
Well, even then. Oh, sorry, Rabbi. Go
ahead. It's a brazen manifestation against the society's ruling of Ba'av ownership. That's the thing's also Chinis Miyametri. That's the rioters. But the ambushers don't have that. It's not a demonstration. It's not a violent demonstration against violence.
Yeah, even the rioters, I would say, like, they only do it at night.
Not the rioters, yeah, but they do it openly.
That's true, but I would say there's still some degree. There is, I agree they're more on the Goslin side, but like, the fact that they only do it at night is something. It's like, you know what I mean? That could be, you know, the very thing that they're alluding to. These group of people who decide to conduct the ambush instead of doing it, like, openly where everybody sees them.
But why should you say do it by night?
Yeah, I've seen it by day. I've seen reports. They do it by day.
Yeah, when you say you've seen it, it means it's less common.
One second. The rioters is a riot. Not a problem.
No, no, I'm not saying it's a problem, but I'm just saying, but like,
I'm trying to show you a case where you see a brazen disregard.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm not, okay.
That's the case of the rioters.
I hear you. I understand what you're saying there. Yeah.
So there's a difference between a rioter and between a guy hiding out and jumping on a guy.
Right, I agree.
That's definitely a different mentality.
But isn't the ambusher doing that strategically so the guy comes close enough to get him? He doesn't want him to flee.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a demonstration like the rioters have. The rioters is an open demonstration against violence.
Mm-hmm.
The ambusher doesn't have that. Doesn't have a demonstration. So it's a different mentality. In other words, the question of the Gemara is a mentality. So there's a mentality of a rioter, and there's a mentality of an ambusher, and there's a mentality of a ganav. Three different mentalities. So the mentality of the guy, what?
No, go ahead, continue, I'm sorry.
So the mentality of the ganav is the mentality of the guy that sneaks in. And the mentality of a goslin is machlokes. Is it the ambusher, or is that not enough? You have to have a totally brazen disregard demonstration. That's by, like, a rioter. And then, does that make sense?
Yeah, makes, yes. That's what Trump is saying. Correct. The character is different.
Yeah, the character is different. It's a mentality.
I mean, so you're saying is that even though the reason why the ambusher is hiding is because it's a strategy, but bottom line is that engenders a different type of an attitude and mentality.
He's not demonstrating a mentality of completely destroying property without any consideration.
His confrontation against the Baalim is not compromised at all.
That's right.
Even though arguably he would just jump on the guy if he had the ability to. It's just he's doing hiding for the ambush, but still what he's exhibiting, the behavior which he's exhibiting, is not one of absolute prisoner.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's using, if you use any stealth whatsoever in your plan, that is not a goslin, according to that one side.
According to that side.
Yeah.
According to the other side, as long as you're not a ganav, then you're a goslin.
Uh-huh. That's good.
And a ganav means that you have some kind of respect in confronting the Baalim, some kind of fear of confronting the Baalim.
Now, you asked a question before. Let's say the guy comes in as a ganav, and then the Baalim spot him. That's not going to render him a goslin. He'll still be a ganav, right?
That's right.
So that's because his plan, his kavana was to be a ganav. Even though he's caught and he still runs out of the house with the money in front of the guy, he's not a goslin.
Right.
Uh-huh. So it's not, yeah.
It would seem so.
More like his kavana as opposed to what the mice ended up to be.
That's correct. Yeah, because once he gets caught, now it's a different situation. But initially, he went in, I'll ask to be a ganav.
Mm-hmm.
And like Rashi says, It doesn't matter. There are other people there. He can't. There's a limitation in how much you can confront the Balaam. So that's one. That's one framework. And then you have a framework of a goslin. Two frameworks. One is where, like a rioter, he has unlimited exhibition of his disregard for Balaam. And the other one is like a person that's an ambusher.
So Rabbi, how are you defining the machlokas, Rabbi, between the two positions, like in terms of what the definition of a goslin is?
Yeah, the question is it the mentality of a rioter where he has total brazen disregard for ownership, or is it the mentality of a person that is not afraid to confront openly the owner? Like an ambusher.
And so the ambusher, he's like, it's in terms of, he's no fear of the Balaam. He's willing to confront the Balaam face to face. That's like one idea of a goslin.
Right.
The other way you're saying the idea of a rioter, you're saying it's like more like he has no idea of like Balaam, like in general, he doesn't respect Balaam of mankind. It's more like, now you're like looking at more as like in terms of
like a rioter. The mentality of a rioter they have today. They have no regard at all. For property. Total disregard for property.
Right.
It's interesting. The Gemara actually defines the case that we have today. I mean,
right.
From the case you have, you see that definitely a rioter is a different mentality than an ambusher. And that's clear.
Yeah, it's a very nice distinction. It's like very...
Very clear.
Very clear, yep.
And since they're hiding, since the ambusher is hiding, even though he's hiding purely as a strategic move, so the Balaam don't run away, you're saying that like lacks in his, is it lacking in his demonstration of his disregard for Balaam, or is it he's a different person? That's something you're saying.
He's definitely a different person. Every ambusher is not going to be a rioter.
And he wouldn't like engage in something so brazen and like, that's what you're saying? He like wouldn't, using an ambusher might, not because strategically, you're saying the mentality of an ambusher is that he wouldn't be a rider. It's like too much. It's too brazen.
I don't know what he would do, but the point is that he's not demonstrating the complete disregard for property. There is some element of regard he has for property. He's not demonstrating a complete disregard. And if he's not demonstrating complete disregard, so then he's considered a non-goslin.
Yeah, the very definition of hiding means that he's compromised.
Well, the point is he's not demonstrating a total disregard in that action. In that action, you could have some kind of a recognition of Balaam. It's possible for an ambusher to have a recognition of the institution of Balaam, but a rioter is not possible. Aaron, does that answer your question?
I'm not sure. Why are you saying the ambusher? You're saying it's possible the ambusher recognizes the institution. It's just the rioter clearly does not. The ambusher, you don't know. It's like it's not clear.
Right.
He's just doing something which is not clear what he's doing. He's not doing what the rioter is doing.
Right. He's not demonstrating. Lacks in that demonstration.
You're saying the character activity lacks, correct, Rabbi? The character activity. That's correct.
The definition of a ganav is one thing. The ganav demonstrates by his method that he can't face the owner. He has to hide. That's one type. Stop there. Then you have another type where you have a total disregard for Bilos. And then you have a third case where he didn't demonstrate that total disregard. The question seems to be, is do I say that a person is a, what makes him a goslin? Is it a total disregard, or is it the fact that he's not a goslin? He doesn't show. He doesn't have any respect for the owner. So now, what's the Rambam's case? The Fichach Lustim is named Shaganov.
According to our Gerser Rabbi?
Yeah. Well, either way.
Yeah, here either way. Our Gerser says the Fichach Lustim is named Shaganov. Ina Goslin Eleganov. Afapisha Bailam Yodin Bishashagana. So he's saying it's not a Goslin, but it's a Ganav. Even though the Bailam know it, they're still a Ganav. I guess he's saying that since they hide out and they ambush, they're armed bandits. So even though the Bailam know it, even though they confront the Bailam, Afapisha Bailam Yodin Bishashagana, they confront the Bailam when they're stealing it, not pickpocketers. But since the fact that they hide out and they ambush them, they're still considered ganavim and not gazlanim.
It doesn't sound like an ambush case because this is avapisha balam yodim. If they're ambushing, of course they know.
No, avapisha balam yodim b'shasha ganav. The balam know when they steal it.
I know, but that's obvious.
They hide out in advance.
Well, I'm saying that since. An ambush is where they do confront them, so of course they know.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. The wording doesn't make sense.
No, he's saying he's contrasting that with the case of a Ganav. The Ganav is the classic case of the Ganav is that the Bailam don't know. So he's saying even though you're missing that element, they're still considered Ganavim. That's the point.
Yeah, but they're not ambushing in this case. That's what I think.
Yeah, I'm saying the ambushing could be part of that. It's not, you know, the ambush is where there's Yediyah. It's not, he's contrasting that with the classic case of the Ganav where the Baal is totally unaware.
I understand what he's contrasting. I'm saying that this case can't be where it's an ambush.
But it wouldn't, but it, this would be conceptually, it would fit in with ambushing. Ambushing would be completely appropriate under this concept of the universal that this last case is delineating.
It sounds like a marshal because he's just saying they're ambushing into the Bailam know it while they're taking it. It implies that the Bailam didn't know about it in advance. It sounds like an ambush.
I'm sticking to my guns.
And I would guess that the Middle Eastern nation Gunov ain't a Gazan El Gunov. Okay, so that means that you go by the Derech. Doesn't matter if he's prepared to get the guy if he confronts him.
Yeah.
Right. Right, it doesn't matter that he confronts him, ultimately, he's still considered a Ghana. And the other gear, yeah.
So even though the Bailam Yoda means, even though they know, but the Derech is the Derech Geneva.
Which means not an ambush.
Right, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and the alternative gear, so, is, Eino, right, list the Figaf list in Mizunian, Eino Ganav, Ela Gazlan. And now it seems like there's two ways to end it. Avapisha ain't a Bailam Yodin, or Avapisha a Bailam Yodin. So I guess you can choose what you like better in ending it. I don't know, it's almost like there is no Rambam, you know what I mean? Like, there's too many gears, there's no Rambam, you can do whatever you want. I don't know. Okay, so the alternative is he's not a Ganav, but they are a Goslin.
And it should be up for Shane Abraham Yodin. Should be up for Shane Abraham Yodin.
But how could you say by listing Mizunian, I'll be Shane Abraham Yodin? How can you say that? Even though the Bailam, I mean, I'll be Shane Abraham Yodin, not, or, but leave off the Shasha Ganav, leave off the last part. So even though Bailam don't know because they're hiding, they're still considered a Goslin because they're doing a Bechozik Yad.
Yeah, the Mizuyim.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, according to these Gersas, he's leaving off the last two words. It's not the Shashagana. Even though
right.
The Bailam don't know about it because they hid, they're still considered a Goslanim because they ultimately confront the Baal.
Well, what about this ain't a Bailam Yodim? Afavish ain't a Bailam Yodim. That means it's purely because they're Mizuyim that renders them Goslanim.
Really interesting stuff. Yeah.
Right?
So, do we have
no, that's fine.
What's the other gears?
The other gears to say that they're not Ganavim, but they're Gazlanim, even though the Bailam didn't know about them. Even though, let's say, they hid, but they're still considered Gazlanim because they jump out and take it by force.
But it says, listen, they're Ganav. So I mean, they didn't, and then they stole secretly.
Why do they have weapons, though?
Oh, yeah, I can use this thing, right?
Someone needs to put their mute button on.
Oh, yeah, I think I need your card. Right, right, right. Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, Rabbi, I don't know. I mean, it still says lift the museum, Shaganov. I guess he's using it according to that Gersi. It's just descriptive. What would it mean?
Because lift the museum means, in other words, he's saying that since it's lift the museum, it doesn't matter that he did it Derech Neva, but he's basically, he's not afraid to confront the guy. Because he's armed. So the Maisa Geneva doesn't matter. And after Shina Baram Yogam, he's still considered a Gavlin. Because the fact that he's Mizuyan means that he intends to openly confront the guy and destroy him. And that mentality is the mentality of a Gavlin.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, that's good.
Right. I mean, even though he happens not to confront the Bailam, but he came with a weapon, so he was willing to confront them with force.
That's right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. There's not a fisher about him. There's a about him.
Right.
Yeah, okay, that's good. So even though the Bailam don't know, but still know, the the fact that he's Mizuyan defines the character of his Maisa.
Right. He's ready to confront. Doesn't matter how it plays out.
Right. He's going to confront him.
Right.
Either way. He's armed and ready. So it's not defined by the Maisa. It's defined by the Gavra. By the attitude of the Gavra.
That's nice.
Even though they don't know, so that should make him a god, but no, he's a goblin.
Yeah, it's just the mirror, the flip side of the other case where the guy, the Ganav comes and then the Bailam catch him by surprise.
Correct.
Yeah.
And the Rebbe's guess what we did.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Boy, stuff from
him. Works out great.
It works out good. Can't say that we're happy to have the rioters, but the rioters definitely demonstrate that mentality. Open disregard for any kind of property.
Yeah.
And an ambusher is a machlekes. Does the ambusher have an open disregard? Or no, he can't, he's not in that category.
Gas went up. You got 5 cents off. You got 5 cents. 5 cents off the gallon.
Hey, Robbie.
Yeah.
You got to put on your mute.
Oh.
Or I'll do it by force.
It's done.
So the question is, do you need an open demonstration of disregard? Or as long as you don't have the regard of a Ganav, then you're a Goslin. In other words, do you need the open disregard to be a Goslin? And anything less than that is a Ganav? Or no? As long as you don't have the regard of a Ganav, then you're considered a Goslin. And that would be very good with the Gersa of Lista Mizuyan. If Lista Mizuyan is a Ganav, he doesn't have the regard of a Ganav. Right. Right, that would work out. Okay, we'll stop here.